This is Neil Whiteside. Cambridge 105 Radio.
And it's a real pleasure to welcome my first guest of the afternoon. She's coming dripping wet because she's cycled here from the Museum of Technology. Morgan Bell, very good afternoon to you.
Hello, good afternoon.
Are we going to have to start with the conversation we had when you arrived? Because you're here to talk about the Victorian Christmas coming up this weekend. I said, so is that it? You're going to be getting your Victorian outfit out with your bustles? And you said...
No, I'm going to be Sydney the Sewer Rat.
And we were saying, you're probably the best suited place to have... The rat's your mascot, is that right?
Yeah, Sydney the Sewer Rat is our mascot. We love rats. We've had rat trails. Well, yeah, we put rats in everything we can do, really.
I should say, you've got an in-house band, the steam-powered rats.
Yep, exactly.
But on a day-to-day basis, I mean, are you chums with a lot of them, or do you not get many around there now?
No, we don't really get any rats at the museum. No real rats, just stuffed ones.
Very good. I mean, for those who don't know, and I can't believe there's anybody who doesn't, you've undergone a huge transformation over the past year or so, haven't you?
Yes, so we reopened in June after being closed for almost 2 years. We've put in new exhibitions about Pi and Cambridge Instrument Company, and the pumping station itself, which used to pump Cambridge's sewage away, is now looking shiny and lovely and better than it ever has done before.
And unlike all those other buildings in Cambridge, we've retained the facade and inside it's all, you know, modern and glass and steel. You're not. You've kept it authentic throughout, haven't you? The inside is magical. And I'm going to use that word because at this time of year, I'm guessing it is just gorgeous in there.
Yes, and we'll have Christmas decorations up, so hopefully it'll be particularly magical.
Because you've got the big pump and steam engines anyway, the big that were used in the original days of the pumping. They've all been restored and repainted, so there's that wonderful smell of sort of steam and smoke and engine oil when you walk around the place, and the tiles on the wall and everything. It's just, it really is. Talk about going back a couple of hundred years. It is, isn't it? It must be a great place to work.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I mean, it looks exactly like it did when the workers walked out in 1968. So, yeah, we haven't touched much inside.
No, just cleaned it all up and given it a lick of paint.
Yes, exactly.
Excellent. All right, so it's this coming Sunday is your Victorian Christmas. What's going on?
So it's a full day of activities. We've got lots of craft activities for families, adults, whoever wants to do some crafts. We've got make your own Victorian Christmas decoration. We're going to have a tree so you can put it on there if you'd like. Make your own Victorian Christmas card with pop-up elements and sort of paper engineering. And make your own Victorian Christmas cracker. So lots of the traditions
we
have
are bits of old cordite and things that you make it go pop.
Yeah, we've got things that make it go pop. I'm not sure what they're made out of. Yeah, so lots of our traditions are from the Victorians, so we're hoping to go back in time and enjoy some of that. We've also got live music from the Steam Powered Rats, which is, of course, our house band.
And where do you get a house band from? How does a museum just happen to have a house band?
I don't know.
Are you in it?
I'm not in it. I think they're possibly friends with our curator, Pam.
Ah.
They've been our house band for a long while, but they haven't been back for a few years, so it'll be nice to welcome them back.
Excellent. Okie dokie. And the food and drink. Now, come on, food and drink. Victorian food and drink. Basically, it's going to be sort of steamed mutton or something, isn't it?
Oh, we're just going with more modern stuff.
Excellent.
Mulled wine, mulled apple juice, mince pies, because that's what everyone wants
Perfect.
To have at Christmas.
Yeah, you get that smell of it as well. That's going to mix in with the engine smell.
Exactly.
That's going to be
exactly.
Beautiful. Wow. Okay. So when people come down, how does it work? Is it just open all day, or are there timed events going on?
So the music is in the afternoon. Our print shop will also just be open for the afternoon. People can do festive printing using our historic printing presses. But all the other stuff, the food and the drink and the craft activities, that will be on all day. So turn up any time between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m.
Okay. Now, I mean, normally you'd say, okay, you're going to encourage people to come down in Victorian dress. But I can hear a load of people with young kids going, yeah, but I can get them dressed up as a rat.
Oh, why not?
Couldn't they, hey? Because hey, kids love that sort of thing. It's only just off Halloween and some of them were too, you know, missed it or didn't want to do it. They could do that, couldn't they?
Exactly. They can come and be Sydney the Sewer Rat's friends.
Indeed. You never see one rat, do you? There's
no.
Only ever a dozen around. All right. So what happens at Christmas opening? If people want to come and just sort of visit the museum over Christmas, how's that? Are you going to be open over the Christmas period?
We are. So we've recently switched to our winter hours. So we're open Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. And we're open all the Fridays, Saturdays and Sundays over Christmas.
Just check your diary. I think you're all right. Christmas is a Tuesday, isn't it? I think, or Wednesday.
Yep. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. And looking ahead to 2020, because this year was the big year with the Open, but this is your first chance really to have a full run of a year. What sort of things should people pencil in for? Is there stuff coming up next year we need to watch out for?
Yeah. So we've been working on our events programme and we've got lots of exciting things planned. I don't have dates for all of them yet, but there'll be some vintage vehicle days, steam days with small steam engines. We're hoping this is the year that finally we'll get to run our magnificent steam engines for the first time as well. Our technical team have been working really hard on checking the pipes that connect the boiler and the steam engines and making sure the steam engines work correctly. And we've had our boiler restored. That was part of our big lottery-funded redevelopment project. Mm. So we're hoping to be in steam by March 2020.
Really?
But I'm a bit hesitant.
But as you say, because it's high pressure, very hot steam. You can't be mucking about with that, can you? It's the sort of stuff that if you're going to have the public in, you've got to know it's safe. And I'm guessing this, as you say, this stuff's not run. 1968 was the last time it ran, was it?
No, we've been running the engines since the 1970s.
Right. Okay.
So the last time they ran was in 2014, and then our big heritage boiler broke. So part of our redevelopment was restoring it. So we haven't run it since 2014, but hopefully 2020 is the year.
It's going to be the year. Excellent. Someone said to me today that it's lovely because if you do it in Roman numerals, it's two kisses. So that's got to be the good year for anybody, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, but more importantly, that's this coming Sunday, the 15th of December. It's the Victorian Christmas down at the Museum of Technology down on Riverside. It's easily found. Just look for the big chimney.
Exactly, yeah.
And it's easy walking distance to the centre of town, isn't it? When does it all start? What time do you get underway?
10 a.m.
There we are. So you can even have a bit of a lie-in and have a leisurely breakfast on the way there. And you'll get, if you see a nice-looking sewer rat running around, that'll be Morgan. Is that right?
Yes.
Excellent. Morgan, it's lovely to see you. Give our love to everybody down. I hope you have a lovely Christmas. And it just sounds like it's going to be magical down there. I hope you really enjoy yourselves on Sunday.
105.co.uk. On your radio, on your phone, and here. Play Cambridge 105 Radio. This is Cambridge 105.